The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good evening. It is 6 after the hour of 6 p.m. on Monday. That would be August 3rd, 2020. My name is Sam, and you are listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. Joining me is Becky. How are you, Becky?
I'm good, Sam.
Great. Well, I've been pretty busy today getting ready for tomorrow, actually, because tomorrow we have a fairly big event coming up for the stations. And the reason it's a fairly big event for the stations is because it is, in fact, an election day, is it not?
It is an election day, a primary election here in our state.
Yeah, and we will be covering the post-election stuff here on KTQA, 95.3 FM, and on KTAH, 101.9 FM, both also here in Tacoma, as the two community radio stations combining to provide you coverage of the election. We will have... I'm handling the tech side of it. I'm not handling the who's talking side of it. Becky, you're more connected to the who's talking side of it. Who have we got going on?
We have some folks that are active community members that are going to be giving commentary and results as the Pierce County Elections releases them. Usually around 8 p.m., the ballots that have already been counted up until Tuesday will be released, and then we'll have some commentary. We have some elected officials and some candidates that will be giving their commentary and things like that. So we're, I don't know, do I let the cat out of the bag about?
Do you think more people would listen if you told them, or do you think more people would listen if you didn't tell
them? Well, I don't want to make any promises because we're still trying to hammer out details, but it looks like our current Washington State Speaker of the House may be joining us for at least the beginning of the evening. And we're going to be starting up at around 7:30, even okay. though ballots are due to be dropped off at 8 p.m., So, yeah, so I'm excited.
All right. Well, here, KTQA 95.3 and KTAH 101.9, simulcast to get both the northern bits and the southern bits of the city. You can, again, stream us at ktqa.org, be there, or be some formed polygon. Sound good to you?
Sounds great.
Shall we get to the updates?
Yes, we shall. As always, state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress as a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. The number for that is 1-833-681-0211. And I will say that in an effort to initially talk to someone from Washington Listens to have an in-depth interview about the line and what happens and how you call and what it's like, I actually made a call to the Washington Listen support line in order to get in contact with some folks, and they are lovely. The receptionists and the individuals on that other line are warm and kind and clear-speaking, and it's a great resource for us in Washington.
Fantastic. Moving on to new state-level information, the governor has released guidelines for overnight group summer camps and similar activities. In phases 2 and 3, no overnight camps may operate with individual campers from separate households sleeping in shared cabins or living spaces. Up to 10 members of a single household may occupy a sleeping cabin. All communal meals must be eaten outside or as takeout to be consumed in the household cabin. All organized activities must take place outdoors and must follow the same guidelines as summer day camps. All orders regarding workplaces and masking must be followed, and mixed household overnight camps may only resume operation in Phase 4. The full memos can be found at coronavirus.wada.gov in the news section. Job search requirements for those applying for and receiving unemployment benefits will remain suspended through September 1st. Due to the Labor Day holiday, the soonest claimants may be required to actively seek work is September 6th. Until then, claimants can continue to answer no on the job search question on weekly claims, and more information can be found at esd.wa.gov.
Here are some Pierce County news.
Pierce County businesses may qualify for a grant to reimburse up to half of certain COVID-19 related expenses. More information is available online at piercecountywa.gov/adaptgrant. Youth in Pierce County entering grades 4 through 12 are invited to join the Seeds of Peace Youth Summit. Boy, I'm going to try that one more time. Seeds of Peace Youth Summit, where students will participate in peer-led discussion groups and connect with community leaders. The program runs once a week from August 7th to August 28th with virtual and in-person options. Registration closes tonight, August 3rd, so email piercecountyyouth@gmail.com now to sign up. Tomorrow, Tuesday, August 4th, at 8 p.m. is the deadline to submit your ballot for the August primary election. Ballot boxes are found throughout the county. You can call 253-798-VOTE for assistance on where to find a box or how to vote if you didn't receive your ballot, like I did. Drive-through services for last-minute help are available at the Pierce County Elections Office at 2501 South 35th Street in Tacoma from 8:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday. More information is found online at piercecountywa.gov/elections.
Moving on to Tacoma news. The City Council will hold its weekly meeting tomorrow, August 4th, at 5 p.m. via Zoom. It'll be broadcast in real time on TV Tacoma, at tvtacoma.com, and on the city's Facebook Live account. The city has launched a campaign for motorists to slow down to 20 miles per hour on residential streets as more residents are using streets for recreation and play. Tacomans can print signs for their neighborhood and learn more at cityoftacoma.org/20isplenty. That's the number 20 is plenty. That's a cute little slogan. The Tacoma Urban League invites all to participate in a webinar that focuses on navigating biases in virtual workspaces and gathering spaces. The workshop will be held on Wednesday, August 5th via Zoom. Links to register are found on the Tacoma Urban League's Facebook page. The Emergency Food Network will be holding a food box distribution event tomorrow, August 4th, at Tacoma Community House, starting at 10 a.m. until all boxes are gone. Recipients should enter the parking lot via L Street and observe masking and physical distancing norms. For more information, call 253-584-1040. Eloise's Cooking Pot Food Bank, located at 3543 East McKinley Ave in Tacoma, is in dire need of volunteers to help fulfill delivery and drive-through food bank service. All volunteers adhere to COVID-19 safety protocols. Call 253-426-1994 if you are able to help. There are numerous free testing sites in our region. For Seattle locations, visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. They have opened up more mobile testing sites that operate multiple days in a row throughout the week. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events in Pierce County include Tuesday, August 4th in University Place, at West Pierce Fire and Rescue's lot at Drexler and 37th Street West, just south of Station 31. Wednesday, August 5th, the South Prairie Fire Department will hold walk-up testing at the station along Washington Highway 162 in Buckley. Friday, August 7th, the City of Ruston hosts walk-up testing at the lot at the corner of Park Avenue and North Winifred Street. And on Saturday, August 8th, the county will be in DuPont across from 1770 Civic Drive. All events at Pierce County mobile testing sites run 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. No ID is required, and tests are free. Patients can also call healthcare providers for tests.
All right. Well, that's all the updates we have for today. We're going to get back to it pretty quickly because we have a lot to do between now and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. here at the makeshift studio. So I think we'll leave you to it, and we'll go into today's interview. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources throughout the state. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. Now on to the interview.
Sharana Kildun is the Chief Development Officer for Tacoma Pierce County Habitat for Humanity. Thanks for joining me today, Sharana. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Becky, for having us today.
So tell us about Habitat for Humanity. Many of us may have heard of it over the years. We've seen maybe Jimmy Carter, you know, nailing a 2x4 together to build a house. But what really is at the core of Habitat for Humanity?
Yeah, Tacoma Pierce County Habitat for Humanity. We've been serving the Pierce County community since 1985. And our mission is to partner with families in need to build and own simple, affordable homes in safe communities. In our history, we've built over 300 homes here in Pierce County and have served thousands of families.
But it's not just about getting new homes for folks. I mean, when I was looking around, it's really also about keeping people housed. And a little bit before we started our interview, you were telling me about a foreclosure prevention program that Habitat has really been at the forefront of. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So building on our history of home ownership, we have just launched a new foreclosure prevention counseling program in partnership with Pierce County. You know, everybody is so affected right now by COVID-19, and there's job loss and other challenges that families are facing. Before COVID even hit, the housing crisis has been really real for far too many Pierce County residents. You know, they were reporting a shortfall of more than 3,000 affordable housing units in our community before COVID. And in Washington State, over 1 in 7 households are paying over 50% of their income on housing, and it's forcing families to make impossible decisions. So we've been working in housing counseling for years and have stepped into this place of being able to offer foreclosure prevention housing counseling. And in partnership with Pierce County, we actually have a mortgage relief fund available for up to 3 months of funding, or $5,000 for families that are affected and impacted by COVID and are at risk of losing their home to foreclosure.
Where should people go if they need to know about that program in particular?
Absolutely. So they can visit our website at ttc-habitat.org, or else they can go directly to our county's website page at co.pierce.wa.us and look under the housing assistance and programs. And the application will actually be on the Pierce County website. And the Pierce County website also has rental assistance. Habitat's working with the mortgage assistance program, but there's also rental assistance programs out there for the county as well.
So, you know, I'm on the older end of millennial, and a lot of folks will talk about how people in my generation really kind of got hit with a number of challenges, whether it was the Great Recession or, you know, ballooning student debt. And not a lot of folks in my age group have come to home ownership like people in previous generations have, maybe our parents' generation. And so there's a lot of us who are in our 20s, 30s, and now in our 40s who haven't made use of building growth and equity in homes. How does Habitat sort of approach that?
Yeah, no, I totally understand. We're at a housing crisis, and a lot of people are being pushed out of our Pierce County neighborhoods for that exact reason. So at Habitat, how we're helping is that we work with families and individuals at all family sizes, from one member households to 8 or 10. You know, we look at everybody in need. And so the first, we look at three different things. We look at income. So it's people who are making 80% of the area median income. So essentially for a household of four, that's a family that's making a total of about $69,200 or less. And then we look at need. So we're looking at people's need of their current housing situation. And right now we're hearing over and over and over from our applicants that are coming to the program is that they are paying too much for their rent, more than 30% of their income. We also hear from our families that they're in unsafe or unhealthy living environments or overcrowded living spaces because there's three or four different families that are all living together within one household. So those are some of the needs that we're hearing from some of our families. And then finally, it's actually the ability or the willingness to partner. So we're looking for families and individuals who are willing to contribute at least 200 hours of sweat equity towards the building of their home and the homes of their neighbors. And also there is a $1,000 down payment that they pay towards the program.
Really neat. So not just that reality show kind of family that tugs at your heartstrings, but something that's there for all of us that really also empowers us to have literal ownership in the spaces where we're living and staying.
And we work with our families. So there's also first-time homebuyer classes and home maintenance classes and all kinds of things that we're offering to our families, you know, who are stepping into ownership for the very first time. I mean, you can't call your landlord if your plumbing breaks, right? And so, teaching everybody about what are the resources if you become a homeowner, what does that mean and really look like?
Are there any myths or misconceptions that folks might have about Habitat for Humanity?
One of our biggest misconceptions is that we give away homes, and that is not the case. People purchase their home with a third-party lender, and Habitat actually provides down payment assistance to help cover the difference. So it is really hardworking families. The other big myth that we get is that Habitat was founded by President Jimmy Carter, and it was not. Surprise, surprise. Habitat was founded in Georgia by Millard Fuller, a visionary who really saw housing inequities and wanted to make a change.
Why does Jimmy Carter then get so associated with Habitat for Humanity? Is it just one of the organizations that he, I guess, brought attention to with his charitable works?
Absolutely. Even to this day, he does a Carter Build every single year in a new neighborhood across the world. We have affiliates in many different countries internationally, as well as locally here in the United States. And Jimmy Carter and his wife will go to one every year, and he's out there working away with all the other volunteers, even today. It's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing. Sharana, any favorite anecdotes of recent recipients or families that you've worked with here in Pierce County or in Tacoma?
Absolutely. There are so many. So one of the first families that are in our newest Tyler Court neighborhood in the Midland area is a family that immigrated over here from Russia. And he was a pastor. And about 6 months after they moved, he had a massive heart attack. And if it wasn't for the move to the States, he would not have survived at all and was able to get the medical care that he needed. About 10 years later, working in the States, working really hard, they applied to and got into the Habitat program. And they and their two youngest children now live in a Habitat home. And just, I guess, before COVID started, I was over there and he was showing me all of his new garden and the fruit trees he's planted and just how proud he is to have a home of their own and working so hard to achieve this American dream.
Beautiful. Now, I'm certain that COVID has thrown a wrench into certain parts of operations for Habitat for Humanity. What kinds of things have changed?
You know, when this first started, we did have to close our three retail stores in Lakewood, Puyallup, and Tacoma, which definitely hit the impact of our income coming in to support our mission. But we were able to reopen, and the community has just been so amazing, giving of donations and shopping at the stores. And so it's pretty amazing to see that revitalize. But the other big change that we have is typically we have over 1,000 volunteers on our construction site every year, giving over 19,000 hours. And unfortunately, with the new regulations and for social distancing practices, we have to limit the amount of volunteers that we have on our site, which has really slowed down our construction schedule. And we would love to have people out on site, but we really just can't right now. So we ask for patience right now for those that are eager to get on our site. Everybody has to wear the PPE gear, and it's just slowing things down a little bit than what we would like. But we're still building. We continue to build through the first stay-home order, and actually we're able to sell one home during that time, which was pretty outstanding.
Now, I was seeing, though, that there's an upcoming event in September called Beyond the Backyard. Is that an in-person event, or is that, as many events have gone, is that virtual?
So this event actually is something different. We're doing a brand new fundraiser on September 26th called Beyond the Backyard, the New Habitat Challenge. It's like an amazing race meets TikTok and raises funds for a good cause. So it's fun, and it's going to get people out of their comfort zones. And I think we all need some fun and some silly right now in quarantine and in this pandemic. So essentially, people put together teams of 3 to 8 people, and they fundraise to unlock 24 different challenges for a collective goal of $1,200. The more challenges that are unlocked, the more complex and fun and memorable the experience is going to be, and there will be prizes along the way. And so essentially, people will get an app on their phone on the challenge day, and they'll get all of these different challenges that they can do in a time bound. They can race to be the fastest and get a prize, or they can take their time and have fun with their family and friends. But it is custom created and will be in compliance with all local pandemic regulations.
And where can we learn more about the Beyond the Backyard Challenge coming up in September?
It's going to be so much fun. I think my daughter is actually the lead fundraiser right now, because you can see all the different teams on there and who the fundraisers are on our website at tpc-habitat.org.
Is that the best way that listeners can learn more about Tacoma and Pierce County Habitat for Humanity? Or are you also on social media?
We are. We are on Instagram and Facebook, and our tag is at Tacoma Habitat. The phone number for the office, if anybody wants to give us a call, is area code 253-627-5626. And our office right now is limited to appointments only because of COVID-19. But calling the office or emailing through our website would be a great way to get connected to us.
Wonderful. Sharon, is there anything else that you would like to share about Habitat for Humanity with the listeners of KTQA?
I think that this is such an amazing organization to be a part of. We, through this mortgage relief, are going to be serving hundreds of families and households. And home ownership is one of the only ways that families can actually build wealth for their family to pass on to the next generation. And I'm just so proud to be a part of this mission. And I thank you all for listening and learning a little bit more. And I hope that people are interested in leaning in and maybe participating in are Beyond the Backyard or other things that we have available. So thank you.
Sharana Kildun is the Chief Development Officer for Tacoma Pierce County Habitat for Humanity. Thank you so much for joining me on KTQA Daily Briefing, Sharana.
Thank you, Becky.
You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. Talk to you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.